Suspects were identified by the teachers during an identification parade by the Nima police. The Nima Divisional Police Crime Officer, Superintendent William Dar, in an interview with Gloria Anderson, said the police are still investigating the case and hope to make
more.
Them actually went into hiding. So through our intelligence, we were able to arrest 17 people on Sunday.
How many people?
17 people on Sunday.
Okay.
Around 3 p.m. We were able to get the teachers concerned to do identification parade yesterday.
Okay.
Our arrest is not just about who and who were present that day, but whosoever must have played a role.
When you say play a role, yes, took part in the attack.
One could have either abetted the attacker in one way or the other, probably by hiding or facilitating their escape or whatever. So that was our area of operation. So we were able to get 17 people and we are still investigating.
How was the identification parade done? Are the teachers not scared of what will happen after this?
We were able to give them sufficient security.
Okay.
Yes, which allayed them, yes.
So what happens next after the arrest? What's going to happen to their suspects?
As I'm saying, we are conducting our investigation and very soon we will come out with whosoever is involved. The law will take its due process.
Then means there's a likelihood that you're going to arrest more than 17 people, per what you are telling us.
Yes, there's a likelihood. Until we are able to get to the bottom of the thing and get all the suspects and the thugs who when they arrested.
You saw the teachers. Can you tell us how they were feeling about the news of the arrest?
Oh, really? I think they were satisfied with the efforts we have made.
Okay, all right.
They are also very cooperative with us.